33% of Utahns think the state's so-called exceptional workforce is responsible for its economic growth, according to numbers from a poll by the David Eccles School of Business at the U of U and Dan Jones and Associates. Another 26% think the state's quality of life is the main factor, while 19% think incentives that encourage businesses to relocate and expand to Utah are the cause of the growth. Natalie Gochner is an associate dean at the Eccles School.
We know that businesses are looking for workers who are trained, who are skilled, who have a good work ethic, who come on time, who stay on the job task, who are healthy. And those are all components of a high-quality workforce for Utah.
The survey shows Utahns' opinions on threats to the state's economy in the future. 35% think low levels of public education funding is the greatest threat, followed by 26% who think uncertainty in Washington and 24% who think the state's air quality are the biggest threats. Gochner says business leaders are looking for investment and innovation in the state's higher education system and public education system.
These are investments for a growing enrollment. They're investments for technology in the classrooms. And while the investment has been serious in the state, we've got such a long ways to go to be in keeping with what we see in other states that we compete with.
Gochner says reforms such as smaller class sizes, online teaching content, and more guidance counselors are under consideration in Utah. She says other challenges to Utah's economic health are factors which are out of the state's control, such as instability in Washington, economic slumps in Europe and Asia, and the Ukrainian crisis, the latter of which has caused a sharp increase in grain prices worldwide. For more information on the survey, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.